Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kathleen McGee's A Hot Mess. Today I feel like a hot mess. I drank too much. I hosted a show at Goldie's Pizza in Vancouver, and I did take advantage of their generosity when it came to the booze. Goldie's has amazing pizza. I think they should sponsor this podcast, and all they have to do is just give me a free pizza a week. Keep me in pizza. Goldie's, hear me out. Let's do this. It was a fun show. It was good. I get so insecure on stage sometimes, especially when I host and I feel like I'm not getting what I want to get from the crowd. Then I just start yelling at the crowd, and then everyone's like, I get off, and they're like, what are you talking about? You're doing fine. Basically, that whole scenario happened last night, and then I, on stage, said, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm fine. I'm just mentally ill, and that's the thing. I definitely am mentally ill. Definitely. I think you guys know that by now after listening to this podcast, that sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. This week was in Canada, Bell Let's Talk Day, which means that one of the most disgusting companies does something good. Bell Media, whatever. And the reason why they're disgusting is because they're a Canadian cell phone company. All Canadian cell phone companies can lick my asshole, because why am I paying over $150 every month for a fucking cell phone that I don't even get unlimited data for? Nobody gets that shit. It's ridiculous. But they do this thing where if you go on social media and you talk about your problems and stuff, and then you hashtag it Bell Let's Talk, they donate 5 cents for every time it's mentioned. And I think they raised quite a lot of money. I don't know the final total, but it is a cool thing. And it is cool to see people putting mental health back into the forefront. And it's cool because people talk about stuff. And I literally this year for my status update, my Bell Let's Talk status update, I said that talking saved my life last February. And I'm 100% not kidding. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary with this podcast. My first episode was last year on February 29th, because I want to always seem young. But so I guess I'm almost at a year, and the beginning of February was probably one of the lowest times of my life. I just had a really horrible time, and I was really in a dark place, and it was the closest I ever came to doing something extremely drastic. And so I was lucky that I had a few close friends that started to notice. I mean, I reached out to a couple of them, and some of them reached out to me. And I think if I had not talked about what was going on, which is what I normally do, I normally just ball it up and I feel like I'll get over it. But that time, if I hadn't talked about it, I would have hurt myself. So yeah, I'm a big believer in talking your feelings out, and you should never be afraid to talk about stuff, especially now. We're all fucked up. Everybody can relate, and if they can't relate, somebody else will. So you can even talk to me, you know, I'm very accessible. I think anybody can DM me on Twitter. That sounds so dirty. DM. But yeah, I'm always here. Just don't get weird. Don't get creepy on me. Anyway, also, what is happening, America? I know I've got some American listeners. Are you guys cool with all of this? It seems like history is repeating itself. The really scary parts of history, it's happening. And yes, I am resisting this stuff. I am against all of this. When I get some money, I'm going to be donating to causes that help refugees, because I think this is fucking bullshit. I really don't think that this is going to help. And you know that Archer meme where if you want ants, because this is how you get ants? I feel like, do you want trouble with terrorists? Because this is how you get trouble with terrorists. You're just angering the wrong people. You're accusing the wrong people of being bad, and you're angering the wrong people. And I'm really, really worried about my world. So I don't know. I just feel like I'm even more tolerant now of everything, because I think it's so disgusting that there's this one man that thinks that just because of a religion or where you're from, it means that you're an evil person. I could say the same thing about any man like Donald Trump. So do you want me to make this blanket statement that all rich white men are gross and disgusting humans? Then yeah, I'm going to start saying that because you've proven to yourself, to all of us, that you are. It's really a scary time. That's all I have to say about that. I don't want to get into it. I hate how much he's in the news. I hate it. And the thing is, like, I want to be funny on social media, but I really am disgusted by the things he does. So I'll post things and people stop following you because you're supposed to be funny. Well, I'm sorry, I'm a human. Like, none of this is really that funny. It's kind of scary. Anyway, this week on the episode, my favorite lady, Lady Jane Stanton III. That's her Instagram. Lady Jane III is her Instagram. She's one of my favorite people and a very, very funny comedian from here in Vancouver. I tried to get her on the podcast a while ago, and then I went to go meet her, and I'd forgotten to bring an SD card. So I'm an idiot. So we finally got together. We went out for brunch, and I was really hungover. And then we came back here. She brought her dogs. So her dogs make a couple appearances. We talk about families and hand jobs. This is a fun episode. I admit I was very low energy at the beginning of the episode, so it takes me a while to get going, but I get going and it's good. And I hope you guys like this one. Coming up, if you want to come see me live somewhere, I will be at, where's my phone, Kathleen? I'm never prepared or ready for this stuff. I'm going to be opening for K. Trevor Wilson at the Just for Laughs Northwest Comedy Festival in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks. So go to jflnorthwest.com to find out. I'm also on the 8.5 show and I'm on the B-Sides show. If you're in Vancouver, promise me you will check out a show. It's really, really, they're bringing in some really great acts. But also, I get it. We get excited when famous Americans come in. There are so many amazing local shows that they are highlighting in this festival. Please, if you get a ticket to go see Jim Gaffigan, get a ticket to go see some of the local acts. Because I'm passionate about Canadians supporting Canadians because I've had enough. I've had enough of us being told that we are only openers, you know. So come on, support some Canadians. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I will also be at Heckler's in Victoria, February 10th and 11th. I'll be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, April 19th to the 23rd, I believe. And I will be doing other stuff that I'm not allowed to talk about yet. I just about fucked up. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for always listening. And keep listening. Tell your friends. You're amazing. Thank you to Jake and to Ben for producing this show. Kathleen couldn't be her full hot mess potential without you guys. Anyway, love you. Enjoy this episode with Jane Stanton. Dog steroids yesterday?
Yes, I did. The vet did it.
I thought you were trying to get your dog into bodybuilding or something.
No.
Or to be the fastest little chihuahua. What kind of dog is Lulu?
Half bat, quarter chihuahua, quarter rat.
Oh my god.
She's chihuahua something. I don't know why.
From Mexico?
No. Racist. LA.
So was she a legal immigrant or an illegal immigrant? Or was she born in Los Angeles?
She was born in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Got her Canadian citizenship a couple months ago.
She took the test.
She took the test.
So she knows that Sir John A. Macdonald was our first prime minister.
I don't even know
that. Do you think that you could pass that test?
I think I'd fail the test. You're saying, like, I thought about that the other day.
Yeah.
I know that answer. That's about it. Like,
yeah.
We should take it and see.
I would be interested to see what I think everybody, like, especially with all the shit going on in America, I would love to see how many, like.
Oh, wait, you just said America.
America. I would love to see all of American citizens that are so anti-immigrant take their citizenship test and see. They wouldn't know anything. They wouldn't know anything.
I think 90% of them would fail.
I agree. And I think that's with any country. I think most of us don't. Like, I am not going to toot my own horn, but I probably would do okay based on the fact that I worked at a living history museum, which means I dressed up as a Métis woman and I pretended that I was a Métis woman and I made moccasins.
Did you make them that people bought them, or you just mimed making them?
No, I mimed making them. I made them. That was my project for the summer. It took me a whole summer to make moccasins because you have to do the beading on it first, and that takes a long time.
You made one pair the whole time.
But I was also working. Like, I was also answering questions and making bread in a peach oven. And listen, I'm very proud of my time at Fort Edmonton Park. It was a really fun place to work. But you know what? I have this shirt that I got when I was in Winnipeg that says Keeping It Real, and it's a picture of Louis Real.
Oh, it's a good one.
I like that shirt. But I Wikipedia'd him when I put it on because I'm like, I don't want somebody to ask me who it is. I'm like, oh, it's Louis Real. And he was like a guy.
Yeah, you need to know.
Like, you can't wear someone on your shirt. You can't wear a Che Guevara shirt.
Yeah, which is too much.
And not know
now.
Anything about history of the person that you are wearing. Or even band-wise. Like, some people wear band shirts and they don't know anything about the band.
Because you can get them at H&M now too, right?
Yeah. My boyfriend got me a Van Halen shirt for Christmas and it's awesome. It's a really cool shirt. But I'm like, can I wear this? Because I don't really know. If Casey Corbin is listening, I apologize. Please don't punch me next time you see me. I don't really know that much about Van Halen. I know. Do they sing that Jump song?
Yes. Jump. Yes.
Shout out.
That's the only one I know too. I'm shaking my head. Maybe no. I know they.
Maybe.
And you could Google it. And be smart for 2 seconds.
And is Valerie Bertinelli married to one of them, or was she?
Why is this a quiz show? I don't know.
Jane,
you're no longer a Canadian citizen.
Wouldn't that be crazy if your citizenship depended on you taking the actual citizenship test?
I think you should have to take it when you're like 19, when you have to vote. I think that would be good.
That would be good. I think you should have to take psychiatric evaluation before you vote.
Have you not ever taken a test? The test that people take. I took it when I was younger because I had to see psychologists or psychiatrists.
Like an IQ test?
Not an IQ of like what job you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so many questions, but I totally did it on purpose because I knew what the test was like.
Yeah.
So it would be something in like entertainment field. Like, I was like, well, I didn't like certain things. Like, do you like working 40 hours a day? Staring
who
at a wall.
Who actually would say, yes, please. I would love to be an accountant.
People that do it.
I don't know.
I don't think they'd have it that excited of yes, please. They'd be like, yes, please.
Yes, please. I like to look at walls all day.
And numbers.
You know what I was talking to about? I think it was Kevin Banner was talking about this. Is like the podcasts, I think, have saved the office workers' sanity. Like, I think a lot of people listen
to... A ton of people do.
...their podcast while they're doing their jobs and stuff. And I think it's awesome. Like, I think it's great.
That would be a good thing. Like, you've done an office job. I did when I was younger. I worked for my dad. Sorry. He was in public. He was great at what he did. But, like, I would literally look at the clock and be like, I'll have my 15-minute break. Everyone would have it between 10 and 10:30. I would push it to 12.
Yeah.
Because then... I'd have that one. And then a lot of times I didn't take lunch. I'd just leave half an hour early.
Yeah.
So I'd eat my lunch on the second break at 2 to 2:30. And then I was like, and then I only have an hour and a half to, then I can go.
Because
it'd be the best thing in the world. And I'm like, that's all I'm doing is figure out time to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And people put their life in to doing that. And they don't care. Like, I don't know how people do jobs that they just like... They hate, and then they travel like 2 hours each way. Like they're,
oh yeah.
Like when people live, like I own a house in Abbotsford, and you work in North Van or Vancouver. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, you're just commuting all the time. I remember when I was a kid, my parents, we had a house like about 45 minutes outside of Edmonton, and we every morning would wake up at 5 a.m. and drive into town and drop my dad off, and then we'd get dropped off at daycare, and then my mom would go to work, and then. And we did that every day. And I like, sanity-wise, I couldn't do that by myself. But total sanity-wise, I couldn't do that with two kids in the backseat fighting all the time. Like, that's, like, it's insane. It's insane.
I agree with you. But at the same time, when some people have kids and they take them and their daycare is close to the work, I feel like they use their kids, which I would, too, if I had kids, I would use them as the HOV thing. So then you're
like,
that would be like the bonus.
Yeah. HOV lane for sure.
Of having kids is they're in the HOV. Yeah, so that is go in that lane.
The only reason to have kids is so that you can go in the carpool lane. So,
and wipe your bum when you're older.
What? No, I don't know. Are you going to have kids?
No, I'm 55 years old.
You could adopt.
I guess I could. I don't make enough money now for me. Like, I don't know. I have two dogs, and not that those are kids in any means. I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I am. But I don't, I'm selfish.
Yeah.
I love fucking, like, if you phone me, hey, Jane, let's go out and fucking go out or go away. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't make a ton of money, but I enjoy life still. Like, all my friends that have kids look 10, 15 years older.
Yeah, I know.
They do. Anyone I know that has kids, unless they've gotten work done.
Even when they've gotten work done, it's like, no, you look like a housewife of Orange Valley or whatever.
Orange Valley?
What do they call it?
Is that like a Trump
Orange
place?
County.
Orange Valley.
Orange Valley. No, it is true. Like, it does age you. And any of my friends that have kids will be like, yeah, I've aged. Like, I don't feel like I look like I'm 35, but I have friends. I'm like, yeah, you're 35. You look like a 35-year-old woman. But I don't know. Oh, look, there's three dogs here. And Rocky, the dog that lives here, is now. Who are these fucking dogs in my house?
Why are they here? Hop in.
Rocky, it's okay. I wonder what dogs are thinking.
He's not thinking anything because he's so dumb.
Hoffman, are you dumb?
He's so dumb.
He's a Wheaton Terrier. He's really cute. He's a Wheaton. He's very white.
He's a Wheaton White Schnauzer.
A Wheaton White. A Wheaton
He's from
white
Taiwan.
Schnauzer. He's from Taiwan.
Yeah.
I knew one of them was from overseas.
Yes.
I knew you had
the person got two dogs. They didn't want him. And I was like, he's exactly what I'm looking for. Sounds like I'm talking about a dude. And I'm like, I've been looking for a terrier mix. He doesn't shed. Not that that's a thing, but you don't want dog hair all over your clothes.
No, yeah.
And so I had him for 2 days. And like, see if he got along with the Lulu first, then 2 days. And I was like, okay, I'll take him. And then a weekend, I'm like, too much. Like, what am I doing? This is stupid. And I was going to return him. And then on the Facebook feed of the person who I got both my dogs from at different times, her daughter had died.
Oh, no.
That day, she had killed herself. And I was like,
this is a bad time to return a dog.
I guess I'll keep Milo. That was his name.
That's crazy.
You can't, like, throw that at someone. Like, hey, no. I know you lost your daughter, but.
But can you take this dog back now, please? Because he's too much for me.
He's not potty trained.
This is why, like, wouldn't that be cool if you could do that with kids? Like, try them out for a week and then be like, I don't really want this.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Do you think people, so everyone talks about how you fall in love as soon as you see this thing and blah blah blah, but I feel like if you have a baby for a month, maybe some of them might have been like, this wasn't the choice for me.
I honestly, most of my friends that had kids, they're honest in a great way. Like, they're outright say the first 6 months, except for one of them, are like, I didn't like it. I felt like a cow with like udders. All I'm doing, there's no, babies can't really see, right? That well, this like,
yeah,
they can see like colors or like,
they're like shades. Drunk all the time.
Yeah. So it's like when you're about to pass out and the room's spinning and they're like, ah,
you're
That's
a baby.
Probably why they puke on you all the time.
And, oh, look, you found a toy.
And, no, Lulu. Oh, she's just going to ruin it. I'm sorry. She does that and then she'll just rip open the toy.
Lulu, don't rip open the toy.
They said they didn't love it. They like it when like the babies have like a personality and whatnot. She can't jump up there right now because of the steroids.
I know. Come here, steroid dog.
Yeah, babies don't have a personality. I get it. And I'm not shitting on babies. I don't shit on babies. But
I do.
I love shitting on babies. But I just like it. It is weird. It is weird to think about, first of all, having a human grow inside of you.
I think like people always say they forget when they see the baby of like their hoo-hoo splitting to their asshole. Like I've had a friend that had that like, or they're like something else can't serve it. Something. I don't understand our insides, so I can't go into crazy detail.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Because I don't understand science. But I don't get, I think most newborns, besides my niece, because she was late, they're hideous looking.
Yeah.
But like brand new, like the first day to a week.
Yeah.
No.
And I don't know.
Everyone's like, what is wrong? Those two are just angry because they don't have kids.
That's what people always think, that like, if I bash like children, it's because I don't have children. And you would never know. You don't know until you know. I probably don't know until I know. But also, I have seen the effect of children on my friends.
Okay. Then I ask this. When you ask your friends, because they're probably not too much if they're newer kids.
I think they're like, the oldest is 4.
Okay. When I ask some of my friends or my sister, how are you? I hate nothing more when they tell me about their kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm not asking. I'll ask about your kids separately, but then now I won't because you just told me what your kids are doing.
But I think
like they had soccer and this and this, and then I had to take them to a birthday party. I asked how you were doing, what you did this weekend. Like, yeah. Then I'm a
and
cunt.
And that's what they did, was they went to a soccer party and a birthday party.
But they could have said, I went to this and this. But you're telling me about your kid, and then there's another kid there that got in a fight with so-and-so. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, oh God, we sound like bitter old cunts.
Old hags.
Old cunts.
I still say, like, there is a possibility that maybe I will have a baby one day. I don't know if I physically could, because I'm 35 and I haven't taken care of my body. But also, I don't want to be, I'm a selfish person, and that's, at least I can admit that. Yeah. Like, some people have babies and they can't admit that they're selfish. So those are the children that, you know, are raised by someone else. And I mean, I wouldn't want to raise my kid, but I also, I would probably want the dad to do a lot of shit.
It has to be like a This Is Us dad.
Yeah.
100%.
And I think more men are staying at home, which I think is really cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really cool.
My dad back when I was younger was great in the way that he helped coach my soccer team.
Yeah.
He would do stuff with us. I'm the youngest of 4. He would do something with us every weekend. Like, he would see us, but like, I would have the Saturday and like, he'd spend 4 hours with us. And back then, in the 70s, 80, like, that, dads didn't really do that.
No.
And my dad worked, like, 50, 60 hours a week. Like, he owned his own company.
I know. He always used to be like, why does my dad have to have a nap after work all the time? And now I'm like, I can't survive unless I have an afternoon nap. Like, it's just,
it's
like,
crazy.
It's weird because when you're a kid, everything, like, you have just boundless energy. And then when you become an adult, and that's the other thing. Like, I'm 35. I don't have enough energy.
You have a ton of energy when you're a kid because think that you went to bed probably around 9 or 10 and you slept till 7.
Yeah.
You weren't drunk. That ruined your sleep as much as you don't think.
Well, you weren't drunk. I was a little. My mom was thinking of me like. No. She did. I had colic. Where we just screamed and cried.
Oh, no. My friend's kid had it.
And she would dip my my soother in brandy and give it to me. And she'd be like, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah. Of course she did.
Like, but that's because our parents were the last of the parents that smoked a lot when they were pregnant and drank a little bit because no one knew it any better.
It didn't affect us, did it? I don't think it did.
Well, and they breastfed, I mean, everybody's
fed to like what? My mom did to like 3 months or something and did formula.
Yeah.
For us, we were all premature. My mom had one ovary born with and one kidney. Like, she shouldn't have had any kids.
And she had 4.
4.
Wow.
3 under 3. Fuck you.
That's like my best friend.
9 years later. Totally.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But
no.
3. And then they took us on trips. Like, we drove down to Disney. Think about that.
Yeah.
Drove down to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Fucked hard. Me. Gets the chicken pox.
Oh my God.
When I was like 2.5, 3. Like, that many. I just don't even understand. But my parents, we all had to wear a blue and white checkered shirt so my mom could be like, boom, 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 boom. Like,
oh my
know where
God. That's adorable. I used to always think those families were losers, but now that makes sense. That makes
total. When you have that many kids? Yeah.
That makes total sense when you go to, like, Disneyland and everyone's wearing a matching outfit. Like, that makes total sense because kids get lost so easily.
So easily.
My grandpa and my aunt took me and my brother and my cousin to Disneyland, and I was probably about 5.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was very nice of them.
And did they fly?
Yeah, we flew. And I was so young, I barely remember things, but my brother got lost at Disneyland. And I remember it was just like my grandpa was panicking and it was just terrible. And then when we found him, he's like, okay, well, we don't have to tell your mom that this happened. Let's just not tell your mom this happened. We get off the plane and my brother runs up to my mom and goes, Grandpa lost me at Disneyland. Like, that's another reason why I hate kids. They're little shitheads. They're so honest.
they can't lie. Or if they try to, you can tell. Yeah,
they're not good
like,
at it.
You can, like, see, that sounds amazing. My trip is we drove down with my mom's mom, who had a mental breakdown in the station wagon.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking.
Because of you guys?
Just her husband had died, like, a year
earlier. So this was like the Chevy Chase family vacation station but wagon.
Oh, yeah.
With the crazy
like,
aunt.
I went in the back between the middle seat and the back seat because they wouldn't let me in because my nanny was there, too. Like, my mom's not like a nanny. I'd go in the little triangle space. That's where I would go. But I loved it.
Yeah.
But, like, we went down on the way down. I didn't eat strawberries for years because we went strawberry picking. It's the weirdest family thing to do. And they left me alone. That's their fault for 4 hours.
How old are you?
Oh, three?
Oh my God.
Four?
Yeah.
I thought it was two and a half, three, but I think it was four. Alone? I remember. No, like we were all picking strawberries. I ate all the strawberries. So then they continued to drive and I puked all over my nanny. Like, just
projectile strawberry.
I didn't have strawberries forever after that, but then I still love them now, whatever.
Yeah. I got over it.
I got over it. Strawberry daiquiris. And she had a mental breakdown. I remember, like, not because I didn't know. So, like, we stopped quite a few times, like, stayed at a place, picnic. And, like, I remember it was a heat wave, too. It was like 115-20 degrees. And, like, they drove down to Disneyland thinking, like, this will be cheap and fun. And, like, we went young, like, just that I'm, like, I wouldn't have the willpower. Like, my parents took us across Canada because my dad's from New Brunswick. Like, we drove.
Wow.
Across Canada.
Yeah. I've done that on my own and with one other person, and it's a treacherous drive. It's a long time. Like, you have the boring prairies that you have to get through.
But you were going to say prayers. I was, like, what are you talking about?
No prayers. And then you have to, like, drive through Ontario, which is beautiful, but it is, like, winding. Like, I've done the Edmonton to Toronto drive through Canada, and I've done it through the States. And to go through the States, it's way better because Northern Ontario is just like windy road. It takes you like 3 days to get through Ontario. It's crazy. It's crazy. Not for me. I just think that parenting has changed so much. Like, first of all, I think there's way more pressure than ever to be perfect.
And perceive, like, what you're saying.
Like, check out my Instagram feed. Look, my baby is eating. And look, she's eating her baby food in a little white dress. And then she's not getting it dirty.
I feel bad. Like, my friend, she lives in, not Bali. What the hell is it called? Malawi? In Asia. Holy Christ. Anyways, she came here and they've lived all over the place. Like, they lived in Israel, all this stuff. And she came here and she's like, where can we go? Yale Town. That's where she was staying when she comes back. And she's like, oh, I'm like, I'll meet you at Earl's. Because they have like, and they switched it. They didn't have any like child seats, which is weird to me. So we sat at the end and she had bubbles. She's just blowing. We were at the end. We were at a booth. And the people across from us left. Her kids weren't even screaming. They were laughing. And they have British accents. So first off,
adorable.
Way cuter than any other kids. Way cuter. Because he was like, more. I'm like, oh, okay. And then she's like, oh, I'm getting looks. I'm like, your kids aren't even screaming. Like,
yeah. But I think like, that there is such a divide between the childless and the child people. That, I mean, I don't think a lot of people go to Earl's expecting to see toddlers there. And that's the thing. It's just, that's why people are like, they go to places like that so they don't have to have kids running around. Like,
I agree with you, but her kids weren't being like, having a meltdown or anything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, they were just laughing. It wasn't like, and believe me, I don't like, I'll be like, shut that thing up.
But there are people that literally hate children. Like, I don't hate children. I think they're adorable. I just don't see myself having them. But there are people that literally hate children. I hate children when I'm getting on an airplane and there's eight of them. Like, I literally
It's usually babies because of their ears.
Like, and I know it's not the baby's fault because it's like, it hurts.
Yeah.
I get it. But it's also like, it's always like, fuck, what the hell? Like, why do I get stuck on the plane with all the babies?
But what you were saying about parenting, it was like, because my friend Stephanie's like, well, what did we used to do? I'm like, if we behave badly, are you kidding me? You could never do it now.
I was sent to the car to wait.
100%. You were in a restaurant. I remember the very first time this happened. I was in Seattle and I was staring. I don't know why. I'd seen it. I just was staring at this man in a wheelchair. My dad's like, stop it.
Yeah.
And I, of course, you're a child.
Yeah.
Like, I was five.
Yeah.
So, of course, then I just was like, ugh, you're like fixated. My dad's like, if you keep staring, you're going to the car. And he's like, took me to the car. I was going to say drag. I wasn't like,
took me, and I had to sit. I didn't have dinner. I sat in the car.
Yeah. That would be child abuse today.
But you learn.
Yeah. That's the problem is it's just like, I don't think I could be that nice mom that was like, okay, you get 7 timeouts and then you get in trouble. Like, I can't. I'd have to have some sort of level. I just
timeouts only work for a kid that would be you or maybe me, even though I played by myself with certain things. If you're a social kid.
Yeah.
That you want to be around kills other people, the kid. Yeah. Like, not kills them. They don't like it. But if you have a timeout for a kid that's totally fine and independent,
it's like a reward. They are
like, thanks so much.
Thank you for getting me away. Like, it's weird, though, that kids have anxiety now. How do kids have anxiety now? Like,
because I think the parents put so much pressure on them. They're like, yeah. They're in Mandarin and they're in ballet and swimming. And that, like, I'm like, holy, that kid puts in more in a day than I do.
Yeah.
He's 4.
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird. Like, even like these dogs are losing their shit. It's hilarious. I watched E.T. the other night. I haven't seen it. I thought
you were talking like E.T., the like
Entertainment Tonight. Jesus Christ. I was getting my Kardashian news.
Get my Kardashian on.
No, I watched E.T. because it's on Netflix. And I don't think I've seen that movie since I was like 5 or something. And like, there is literally a scene in the movie where Gertie's like, what, 4 or 5 in that movie? So the mom has to go to get, because E.T. gets drunk, and so the kid gets drunk because they have that connection. So this kid is like an 8-year-old drunk kid at school. You haven't seen E.T. ever, have you?
I totally have. Don't ever say that to me. Ever.
But so anyway, so the mom goes, I have to go. I
remember the kid being drunk.
Well, yeah, because E.T. gets drunk off beers. Coors Banquet, which is made a comeback.
I
love when you
were saying it from the very beginning, and I forgot that it was the boy, because I was like, oh, Drew Barrymore. Okay, I got it.
But it was the boy that found him. So, but they made, because like E.T. and him connected at the beginning, and so they kind of can feel each other out. And anyway.
Everything you're saying sounds so offside. But yeah. Continue.
So then, the mom's like, I've got to go pick up so-and-so from school. He's in trouble. I got to go get Elliot from school. He's in trouble. You have to stay here and wait for me. And she's just like a 4-year-old kid, and she just leaves.
That's what you did.
I know. And then I thought, yeah, my mom would leave me because I would get so tired of my brother played hockey relentless. My brother played hockey 7 days a week. It felt like it was like he was always I kind of was raised in a hockey rink, and I would get by the time I was about 10 years old.
Do you know how to skate? Are you good?
I know how to skate. I wouldn't say I'm good at it, but I know how to skate. I have skates. But anyway, so then my mom. Finally, like, I was 10. I'm like, I'm not going to these hockey games anymore. I want to stay home and watch TV or something.
She
would let me.
Of course.
But you can't do that anymore. He's gone to get the toy. What a dick.
Lou's an asshole.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so it's just like I don't know if I could parent. I think I would be a terrible parent.
I don't think you would because I think you're realizing what I'm saying as well is that you have to – you're not – I find – a lot of parents now are trying to be friends with their kids.
Yeah.
And I wasn't until I was graduated, which I love now with my parents. Because, like, back when I was younger and I thought certain friends' parents were cool. Oh, they're so cool. They get us booze. And then I was like, oh, now looking back, like, oh, no, that was a creepy dad. Like, he'd hang out with us when we were drinking. That's gross.
Yeah, that's really weird. Creepy. Yeah.
Totally. But you don't realize it when you're younger because you're, like, you're stupid. Yeah. You don't. And then you're like, oh, those parents, different group, they were alcoholics. Or you know what I mean? Like, you don't see it when you're younger because you don't really have a good perspective of things.
That's but
like,
true.
I always thought, wish my parents were like that. And now I'm like, thank God they weren't. Like, think about, like, oh, yeah, but my parent passed out here and puked here. Like, I don't have any stories like that.
I have a few stories of my parents coming home, like, a little tipsy after parties.
That's fine.
I remember my mom had to leave Christmas Eve. One night, because she got so drunk, she puked. No. So there's a reason why I am how I am. But yeah, like, I just, it just seems so weird. That's why I want to start with a dog. I really want a dog. Just start with a dog and see if I can be responsible for a living creature.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. But I think that's what happens is that people aren't honest with themselves and why they're having a baby.
Some people have a baby to save a relationship, but it's the weirdest thing in the world.
And that's the other thing that I've thought of. I've been like, okay, so this person that I'm with, could I see myself being attached to this person for life, regardless of what if we break up? Would I be able to handle this guy for life. Because if you have a kid with someone, you are attached to that person for life.
Unless you murder them.
Unless you murder them. Even if, like, you know, like, I always have friends that have, like, issues with their parents at weddings. Like, I can't invite my mom and they can't sit with the stepmom because they don't get along. It's like, fuck
it's
off.
That, it's so stupid. Someone's, a friend of mine's going through that. Just get over it. Especially if you're getting married. Fuck off. Suck it up. I don't even care if he cheated on you. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Move on. You're a fucking adult.
I think everybody. And it's
why
not,
can't you say that?
It's not just about parenting. It's about that everyone is so sensitive and so like, you're not sensitive to my feelings. No, I'm not sensitive to your feelings. I don't give a fuck about your feelings right about now because your feelings are being stupid and they're getting in the way of fun.
Yeah. Why can't we should be able to bring it back to like the 80s. I feel like that's what we're talking. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Kathleen.
I think that's what all people do, though. They always think that the time that they were when they were kids was the best time.
It's
like kids that are kids now are going to be like, God, remember when Trump was president? Remember how great
no,
life
they're
was?
Not, because you just made me think of like dark fog coming out of the bombings of attack.
Yeah.
Like, think about when we were younger. It was. I would go play kick the can for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Kathleen.
We played outside all the time.
And my mom would be like, be back by 6. I'd come home at 8. She'd lose her mind on me. Didn't tell me, oh, hey, Jane, there's a murderer around.
Yeah.
It's killing kids. I'd be late all the time. All yeah. the time. Because you have no concept of time.
Yeah.
Back then.
We had a bell that my, because we would just play in our neighborhood and my mom had this big loud school bell and she would ring and then we'd have to run home.
I would lie when I was younger.
My now mom, kids have cell phones.
I know. So you have no like.
You have no, you can't escape. Like you can't be like, I didn't get your text, mom. Like.
And where my parents, where I grew up, they sold the house, but it was right beside Blue Ridge. Every day.
It's like a ravine or something? What's Blue Ridge?
It's just this elementary school.
Okay.
It was right beside. So, like, I'd wake up, like, that's probably why I'm late all the time. Like, it would be, like, right across the street. Like, that was my school.
Yeah.
Is all the time before my parents moved, the past 5 years, every kid gets picked up. Every kid. And I'm like, there isn't, like, I get it if they're like, hey, you guys, there's, like, someone that's trying to kidnap kids, whatever. It isn't. Let your kids fucking walk home. Be independent. That's what we learned.
Yeah. Going. But I think it's everyone. And I don't really think that the amount of child molesters, child, I don't think that has gone up. I think it's just, it's become easier to find kids with technology and things like that. It's also become,
it is.
And it's also, people are more aware of it and people now talk about it more, which is actually better because plenty of kids got molested and they didn't know what happened. And then you would tell your parent and they'd be like, that's not true. They don't do that. Your uncle, whatever, would never do that to you. And I'm not saying this never happened to me. So, but I mean, like,
that makes you laugh. Sorry.
But like you hear that all the time where even with that whole Catholic Church fiasco where kids would never tell their parents because the priests are like God to that family, basically, you know,
or they'd have the priest over for dinner.
Yeah.
All the time. Like,
yeah, and it, yeah, it's just it's crazy. I don't know. Let's stop talking about kids.
You're the one that brought it up.
I know. I think
you
it's,
brought it up.
I'm getting old. Do you start feeling old now that you're 55?
Yeah. Yes. Periodically, and then sometimes I'll be like, fuck, I'm old. Like. But not old.
Yeah, I've just started to I've hit that age. And people are like, well, 35's not old. And I hate when people say that. If you're in your 20s and you're saying you're old, then yes, fuck you. Stop it.
You're an idiot.
But once you hit your 30s, your 30s is when you start to feel it. When you start to feel, okay, I don't want to go to those loud, noisy bars anymore. Like, I don't want to go out drinking every night because I know what it's like when I wake up.
And it's just harder. Like, I remember being younger and everyone's like this. Is I was like, you're an idiot. Like, I'll never be like that. I'll be like what we're talking
about. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Drinking doesn't affect me that way. But it did because you were younger. You could recover better. I can't do, like, every time I drink now, the next day I feel like if I get drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a bag of balls.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I'm sweating right now. I don't know if you can tell. Yeah. It's not even hot in here. But I drank a lot of booze last night.
And then your day. It affects you for a day.
My guts are like twisting. I have recently started vomiting because of booze. That has never happened to me. I've never been a puker. But like a couple, like,
it sounds like your body,
like a week. My body is shutting down. And that's the worst part though, is because like, that's why I feel so old. Cause I'm like, the stuff that I used to be able to do, I can't do anymore. And it's now like, it's my, this is like, this is my reality now. But I used to have so much fun. And I like, I used to not make a sound when I stood up. Now when I stand up, I'm like, ugh.
I do that. My friends always like, I don't know why. Is it because when you get older, oh my God.
It's because our bodies are starting to shut down. And that's the scary part. And even like talking, you know, and your parents get older. So now my parents are getting older. My mom has got health issues. And it, like, she was sick this Christmas and she was in the hospital. And it was really like, it was like, okay, this is scary, because it's not like when your mom is sick when you're a kid and they're in the hospital. Oh, she had appendicitis or something like that. Now they're like, my mom has congestive heart failure. And so it's like, holy fuck. Like, I have no idea how long my mom is going to be here. And she was terrified at Christmas. Like, she was just like, she thought she was going to die because she got the flu. She's 65.
Okay.
But she has not been kind to her body. She smoked her entire life. And she enjoyed her life. But yeah, like it's... It is scary because you start seeing things like that, and you could. I'm always like, "Mom, you're just my mom." But then this year, I realized, no, she's almost 70. Like Kathleen, she's almost 70.
You and that too. It's like
it's hard to realize.
It's hard to realize that your parents like, and it's a good realization because you can't be in the dark. Like,
yeah,
they're gonna die. We're gonna die.
My dad's gonna live to 120 because he doesn't eat anything but grains and berries.
It doesn't, and that's grandscape. But I'm like. From 65 to 70, your parents age, and like 70, my parents are 79.
Yeah.
Turning 80
this
year.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like, you've met my dad and mom. Like, my dad's like Mr.
Yeah, they're very like healthy people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but like, he used to do Ironman. Like, he doesn't do as much now because he's so stiff from doing all that stuff back then. Like, he still goes and it's great. He'll still go on bike rides for like 75, 100 kilometers. Like, I can't do that at all. And I think it's amazing. But he's so stiff. He walks like a robot.
Yeah.
He literally is like, ah, like makes the sounds, which I'm like, okay, I'm already doing that.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
He doesn't walk halfway down the block to get pizza. I saw him when I was coming over and I'm like, my mom was like, oh, he just drove to get pizza. And I'm like, the guy that did 40 marathon, like he's driving to get pizza. Like I was laughing.
Because he's almost 80.
Because he's, but he's old. You're like they just age so much. Like it's the opposite of kids, like 0 to 5. You know what I mean? So much from 65 to 70.
And even just like my face, I could see it. And I like, I'm not like I'm saying, like we both said earlier, we don't have kids, so we haven't aged in that way. Because kids turn your hair gray. Like they literally do.
I dyed my hair, Kathleen.
I dyed my hair too, but like I think if I had kids, I'd be white. Because my mom is like white.
Yeah.
Like really, really gray. But
she's 65.
Yeah. No, I know. But she started going gray very early on. And her mother went gray really early on too. And then so I'm thinking, well, I'm not going gray yet. But I think it's because I don't have kids. But also I'm like tattooing my makeup on. And like, because I used to not wear any makeup. Like I would wear lip gloss and mascara.
When did you start wearing makeup?
Probably in my 30s.
Oh, okay.
Like in my 20s. I mean, a little bit. My friend got me into doing. My friend, who is my best friend, and she's my best friend for a reason. She got me to start doing my eyebrows. That is my number one. When someone is like, "Oh, what do I do to make myself look better? Do your fucking eyebrows.
Do them."
Like. I can't tell you how much my life didn't change, but my face changed.
If you said your life changed, would have been the best.
I started making millions of dollars all because I waxed my eyebrows. No, but I was a slow bloomer with makeup and stuff like that. And now I'm just like, I never have ever really worn foundation in my life on a daily basis. Like
I don't think you should.
No, I'm lucky. I'm blessed. I have good skin. I have a fat ass, but I have great skin. But like now I'm just like, and I don't know if it's everything that's around, like you look at the makeup that they're doing these days and they wear so much makeup, but they do look really fucking good. But I would just sweat it all off. So there's no point.
I'm not a huge makeup, like we were talking eyebrows before. I have to get mine dyed because mine are like blondish. So like it look like, so I get them dyed. Last time I got them done, this has been the last 6 months. It's killing me. Every time I get them threaded or waxed, I get like a breakout. So it looks like zits.
Oh yeah.
My skin. So that's why I got laser on my fucking body. We should like figure out how much money we've spent on shit. That would be the best. Yeah. So then I do that. Now I'm like, maybe I'll just get laser there because it literally is for like 5 days to a week. Like it looks like I have like zits on the top of the eyebrow. Yeah. I'm like, ugh. And then like, I have a mustache. What the fuck?
I know. I keep on upper getting
laser. I got like, I got it here. But then if you get, if you start tweezing again or waxing, it like erases laser of what it's done.
I won't get my, my, I hate that when you go get your eyebrows done. And like, do you want me to do your lip too? I don't fucking have a fucking mustache, bitch.
Oh, I am like, do
I
it.
Don't do that. But I have had, cause I was getting the one chin hair that was, I mean, I'm sure every single dude has just turned this podcast off right now, but like I would get like, I still do, like it's one chin hair and like it'll be like I can feel it, and you're then 30... I'll wake up the next morning and it will be like down to my chest.
Totally. I have them right here. Is it a mole? I get, I don't know if it's like fairies like in the hair. Middle of the night.
Yeah,
like put steroids on it. It will be like 12 hairs coming out of there. I'm like, what the fuck?
And also, just so you know, boob hair is real. I get like one or two or three like really big, but I fucking love plucking my tits. It feels, it hurts, but it feels good. It's like one of those ouch and I love it feelings, and it's satisfying to pull
I
it out.
I love that you just said that, because guys literally have talked to me that I'm friends with. They're like, oh, this chick had it. I'm like, why?
We all do. Shut up.
Like, of course we do.
I love that. Like, I think, and I find, maybe it's just because I'm like with old, I'm date men in their 30s now. But when you're dating guys in their 20s, they're so grossed out by everything that a woman's body does. But then guys in their 30s, they're kind of like, oh yeah, I know you bleed. I know that you have hair on your nipples, and I know that you have pubic hair because you're not going to go and get it ripped out every 2 weeks like you used to when you were trying to lure me into this relationship. Totally. But
it's the best being once you're like past 6 months, you're like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel, maybe it is like feminism, but I think people are laying off. I think actually more that women are standing up for ourselves finally. Like there's all of these movements, because I've always been overweight. So I've always had to deal with that stigma. Like as a, I didn't have a boyfriend in high school because I was just the funny fat chick, but guys weren't attracted to me at all, at all. So I... You know, but now like there's these girls, and I fucking, it almost makes me cry because I'm proud of them, where you see these girls who are big girls, and fuck you. A lot of it has to do with genetics, and sometimes it's a disease, and sometimes you're just addicted to food. Like somebody else is addicted to smoking, or somebody else is addicted to drugs. Some people have issues with food. So the acceptance that people get nowadays is better. And like, I think that
I
it's easier.
I disagree. Totally. There's fucking trolls on the internet.
Oh yeah, those they'll always be disgusting human beings that their sole purpose in life is to make others feel bad because they hate themselves. But I find that there's like movements like F your beauty standards, and it's beautiful because like there's girls, even girls that like I just don't see that many girls not being happy with their bodies as much as we were when we were teenagers. Like I see a lot more. I mean, I'm sure because you're a teenage girl, and let me tell you, that is the worst thing in the world to be.
You're saying more people are happy with their bodies now?
I think that like curves are much more accepted.
I think you're right, because my niece, right? Yeah. Like she's super confident, and I'm like, holy Christ. And I thought I was like, I was like, I'd say fit.
And your niece isn't even like, I wouldn't even call her fat. She's like a thick girl, which
she's
is
curvy. Like she has a small waist, but she's gorgeous. Super curvy. Yes. Yeah. But like, she's super confident. And I'm like, I thought I was, you know, like, cause it's just false when you're younger.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's more real. Like I was like, was like crazy. She's like, I don't care, it's winter. I'm like, I'm like, that's great. Like I would never have done that, because you just conform. Like, but so many Please Like Me, the TV show, the lead actresses had hair in their armpits, but that's normal. Why should it be like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
like so many more people do now. But I look back at diaries when I was younger, I was like, I just need to lose 10 pounds and stuff, and I was like 130 pounds. I'm like, what? Like I just didn't think I was that. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, whoa.
The only reason why I didn't have an eating disorder, is because I couldn't stand puking.
I'm like, because it's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. And I like, A, I can't not eat. I couldn't be anorexic. And B, bulimia, I couldn't do, because I puking is my number one fear. So, yes. But like, I knew tons of girls that would just like, they would go to Wendy's at lunch and buy 6 burgers, eat them, get a Frosty and puke them up. Like that, this is normal. And I know that eating disorders aren't going away, but I think it is really cool that the world is now kind of getting behind the fact that everybody is different and we all don't look like these people. And we all know that all those people on the covers of magazines are completely airbrushed half the time. You know, like even the most beautiful models have cellulite, you know, and I think people, it's like people are starting to understand that. And that's so good for young girls to see that it's not, you shouldn't feel bad about yourself because of how you look. You should embrace how you look. And I think men find it sexier when you are proud of who you are. And it doesn't, like, not every guy is going to be attracted to me. I get it. Like, but why would I ever want to be with someone that's not into me? I have plenty of guys. And I have a great boyfriend who's attracted to me and tells me I'm beautiful every day. Like, I think that that's the thing. It's just that because I eventually got to a point where I lost a ton of weight and then I gained a little bit back. And then I hit a plateau and I've been at this plateau for years. And I'm just like, you know what? I can work out. I could kill myself for 6 months and lose the weight and then probably gain it all back and just it be a cycle, which is not good for your body. Or I could just be happy and try to be healthy. Which is, I think, being healthy has become way more of a focus than being
especially,
thin.
Yes. And I think, too, especially from Instagram following people, the gymnastics, some of them, of how they are, like, in the Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, muscular. And, like, that's cool. There's not just, like, someone that's, like, a size zero. Like,
yeah. Strong.
And like, strong. And that, to me, is cool. For me, I'm, like, not where I want to be right now with my weight. I want to, like, I'm starting, like, I have a juicer, but I'm going to start, like, doing, not just going, like, crazy. But
is juicing really good for you, though?
Yeah.
Because it's full of sugar.
It's natural sugar.
Yeah, but it's still sugar.
But it'd be like me having, like, oh, I just had half an avocado. And you could be like, Jane, that's fat. And I'm like, yeah, but that's good fat.
Yeah.
Like.
It's good fat.
I'm not, like, drinking 2 liters of pop.
My problem with juicing is I couldn't just have juice. I would have juice and then I would go eat a pizza. Listen, guys, I'm juicing. Okay, I'm fine. I can have this pizza. I've been juicing.
You have the juice while you're eating the pizza, too.
I just dip my pizza in the juice. Everything
like
is okay.
Like, realistically, lose, like, probably 60 to 75 pounds and just get, like, I want to be able to be like, oh, I want to go for a 5K run.
Yeah.
Because I used to run and stuff. So I'd like that. That's me.
Yeah.
But I can't. I guess getting older, too, of being unrealistic because, like, I have friends, and you do, too, that always will be like, oh, 10 pounds, 10 pounds. I'm like, that 10 pounds if you lose, like, it's not going to make you happier. And when you get to that, you're going to think it's in something else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's another 5 pounds. It's another, like, it's nothing. Like, it's like anything, right? Like, oh, if I get this, this will happen. No.
No.
That's like.
Unless you're in the entertainment industry.
You what?
The only place that hasn't changed is, well, I mean, it's getting better, the entertainment industry, but it's still, I still believe if I was thinner, I would be more successful.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
But I've had other people tell me that in the industry. And it's just like, as much shitty as that is to hear, it's, they're true. It's true.
It's not true. It's not.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Look at Bridget Everett. There's like so many
people. Yeah, it's changing.
Back in the day who really paved, I think, a huge one was Cameron.
Cameron Manheim.
Yeah.
I love her. She paved the way. She was, what was her name again?
She paved the way. She was on that Law show.
Yeah. No, it is changing, but it's still, there is still.
I wish, like what you were saying, I honestly wish if I was like checking out at a grocery store, magazines were like not airbrushed, that it just like they had their makeup. It wasn't like totally done.
Yeah.
Or even not even crazy makeup. Why can't they, like, these people are models, like, or anyone. Why can't they just look good?
Yeah.
Like a good picture. Like, you do so many, you're, like, so photogenic. Why can't it be just a good picture?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be
so photoshopped?
So photoshopped.
Yeah, I agree. Because the more people see that you have stretch marks on your arms or you have stretch marks on your stomach or
your
cellulite.
Ears.
Or, yeah.
What? That'd be weird.
Stretch marks on my ears.
I think you would if you had the thingies.
No, you don't get stretch marks from, because they stretch them out slowly. You get stretch
things.
Marks from huge when
I
you
hate those things
explode. I remember I had stretch marks when I was a kid and I was mortified by them.
I
mortified.
Didn't.
Oh, I did. Because I went from being like a normal kid and then I hit puberty and just Kathleen just bloop, got big. And it's just like my body went and changed in like 6 months.
You must have been like so painful because like, did you grow? Like,
yeah, I got really tall and I got really wide.
But that would have just hurt your bones.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember it being painful, but I just remember like, but I nowadays, like, people are proud of their stretch marks and like, I'm still in awe of women that are bigger that can wear bikinis. I'm in awe of these women. I can't do that.
I do when I go away.
I can go to the naked beaches. I love Wreck Beach because I always feel confident at Wreck Beach. I never feel, because nobody there is really that perfect. Everyone's kind of weird. And even the people that you think will have the best bodies, you look at these girls' tits, she's like, her areolas go around her entire tit. That's weird. Like, you know, everybody has something that they're
everybody
probably.
Everybody does. So you're totally right with that. But I don't, like, see, when I'm away, I've been with, there was a comic and they were smaller than me. And they're like, oh, I'll just wear like my shorts. I'm like, why? Like, it's sunny. Why? And they're like, oh, you're so confident. I'm like, I don't love my body. I'm not confident. It's also, this is where I'm at. I'm not going to like not do something because I'm big. Like, that's just, I would never do that. That's just me. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm going to wear my bikini. I want a tan on my fucking stomach. Yeah. Suck it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Yeah. I'm not like, whew, I'm going to go flaunt in front of those guys. But also, too, if I'm going to fuck them, they're going to see me naked anyways. So who cares? But yeah, I do. You should. If you're going naked, I wouldn't even have. See, I don't think I'd have the balls to do that.
Really? You've never gone to Wreck and gone. I mostly just go topless and then I take my bottoms off if I go swimming.
I
went with Darcy and I got.
I know.
I got topless. Why did he say it was horrifying?
No. He's also gay, FYI.
I know.
No, I didn't ask. Hey, how was it with the dude?
How was Kathleen's flippity flops?
Okay, not. It's that too. My muff is like orange.
Yeah, because you're a ginger.
Yeah.
That's like, cool though.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, it is cool.
I couldn't get it lasered. I could only go like Frenchish blazer because it only hits dark light, right? So it's like dark on the sideburns. It won't go all the way in.
My pubes are extremely fair.
Yours are?
They're not dark at all. It's like, what? They don't have, I'm not a hirsute woman. Like,
really?
I can shave my legs and they'll be fine for a week.
Like, oh, I got lasers, so mine are like, yeah, forever.
But yeah, I don't grow hair fast. I don't know. Oh, I also, but I have thyroid stuff and I take thyroid medication, so that affects your hair growth, which I did not know until I started, like, my hair used to be super thick and now it's not as thick, but.
I'd still take it.
Yeah. You're talking but like, about. I don't, like, my arms.
You have none. It's great.
Yeah. I've just never been a hairy person, but
I have like pubic hair on my arms.
Like, if I was a dude, I wouldn't be able to grow a beard. The one thing that I fucking love the most, I wouldn't be able to do as a man.
Here's the thing. You're not a man.
I know. It's just sometimes it feels so hypocritical that I love beards and I would never be able to grow one.
There is guys that totally can't grow like mustaches and stuff.
There's
right?
guys that try to grow beards and I feel like walking up to them and be like, oh, baby. You're trying so hard.
Don't do it. Beards look good on like certain people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, going up to those guys and being like, yeah, it just won't go here. And like when guys can only grow around their chin, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you don't look
you're
at
not
that.
Amish. Exactly. Like, settle down.
And yeah, like if you're going to grow a beard, you grow a fucking beard.
You
don't chin strap it and carve it out. You grow a man beard.
And I was gonna say it's too popular, but I don't like, I still love beards the same as you, that I'm not like, no, get rid of the beards.
And
like,
this has been a lifelong, it must be because my dad always had beards.
Same
my dad
with mine.
Always had a big beard and I just like, I love beards.
Your dad ever shave it when he was younger? Because my dad did.
Yeah,
we
yeah
showed up to Palm Springs. This is when it was cheap to go. This is like 80s. And I showed up, my mom was beside my dad. And I looked at him and I didn't know it was him. I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's dad?
Hilarious.
And he was there. He literally aged like 15 years because you know how skinny my dad is. So the beard gives him like some sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But his face was so skinny. And then he like literally grew it back because they went to a movie before we got there. And he wasn't even like, he was 50 if even. And they're like, senior discount. And he was like,
yeah,
so upset.
Yeah, no, he like, beards will change. It's like eyebrows for ladies.
For sure, yes.
And on some guy, like, you'll, like, have you seen this? There's, like, a picture where this guy was just, like, he was, like, an average kind of nerdy looking dude. And then he grew a beard, and it was, like, holy fuck, this guy's a babe. And I know that's so superficial, and it doesn't change the person underneath the beard. But fuck you, beards. I've had sex with plenty of guys just because they had a beard. There's remember the lumberjack guy that you forced me to fuck?
I didn't force you.
You forced me.
And like, because you weren't going to.
Because he was too hot for me.
But those are good sometimes.
I don't, but I don't.
He was so dumb, though. Like, I knew that. Like, he was doing, like, switch, like, what I love that I'm trying to talk exercise with you. He was doing, like, lunges. Yeah, lunges.
Was he doing lunges?
In the bar. He was jumping lunges to lunges. I didn't see that. Oh, yeah. And then sidebar, Kathleen doesn't even know this, but he was like, I think he was obviously into bigger chicks because he was like hitting on me. But I was just like, he has too much energy. And then I said something that was really dumb and he was into Kathleen. And I'm like, you should, because I just wanted to be like, fuck him. Like, he's hot. Do it. And she did. So it was good.
I did. But it wasn't that good.
That's like, what's disappointing to me. It's not great. And I just assume, and it is superficial, that I'm like, you'd be a really good lover because you're hot.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. That's a horrible, because usually, in my experience, when I've been with a guy that I'm like, this guy's so hot, I'm just bored out of my fucking mind.
It's the same as like when people are like, oh, I thought she'd be great. And they're like, that's why some people are like, oh, fat chicks are better.
It is true, though, like, because we have to work harder to get to impress you.
And I'm more tired after a couple minutes. I'm like, I need a water break. Let's make some ice cubes into this thing.
Yeah, yeah. They think we're being sexy, but it's just like, no, we're hot. We're tired.
I'm going to hide me getting a cramp. I'm like,
oh my God. I got a foot cramp the other day.
Did you?
Oh my God. I was just like, and they always think that you're really enjoying yourself, but then you have to be like, foot cramp.
Oh, you're having the craziest orgasm, Kathleen. You're like, it's a full cramp.
That's what they need to do, is make like relationship porn so that like there's ones where you get a leg cramp or something in the middle of it.
Or because I've talked about
or somebody farts.
That is the worst. The very first time that happened to me, like in like my first relationship.
Where you farted or he farted?
He came and then he farted. And I was like, just a cunt. Like, I was so like. I just, in my head, you've ruined everything.
Did you date him? Did you break up with him?
No, of course not. We broke up like a billion times. It was like grade 11 to 21.
I remember my first boyfriend.
Just come, like, and I'm feeling like so great and just, and like wet. And I'm like, ugh.
I remember my first boyfriend, he farted once when he was fucking me. And then he goes, I said, did you fart? He goes, no, I think you queefed.
No.
And then I was like, I don't think I did, but maybe I did. Because I didn't know what it really felt like. And then, yeah, so then, and then like months later, he said, you know that time where I said you queefed? I really farted.
No!
Like, you're such an asshole.
That's the worst, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I want a dog so bad.
I know, but what type of dog are you going to get? I know what you want, but let's be realistic. Let's talk about this. Don't get a puppy.
I know you keep saying, and I even said that to Adam. I'm like, well, Jane said we shouldn't get a puppy. And he goes, well, Jane can go fuck herself because I love puppies. I do go.
It's cool. But do you guys have the time to put in?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing is I do have the time. Like, I'm home during the day
but
mostly.
But don't think getting a puppy is the dog's going to be perfect.
I should talk to Alicia Tobin, right? Because she just got her puppy and she's like, he is so much work.
Not in a bad way. Of course she is. She's also like doing it by herself, but it is.
She's a single dog mom.
I am. And they both, I had to potty train them. They didn't know how to walk upstairs. They were both idiots. But I got a dog trainer because I never grew up with small dogs. I grew up with fucking big dogs. I wanted an Akita before I got that thing.
I've been thinking about like, I would want to get a small dog for the purposes of travel.
I think you should.
Right? But I also grew up with big dogs and I fucking love big dogs. And my dream dog would be not necessarily a full-bred corgi. I want a corgi mix. Because every time I've seen a corgi mix.
Beagle mix. They're the cutest.
I've seen them. And there, I saw one that was like a corgi mixed with a Karen Terrier. And it was the cutest fucking dog. And I was like, I wanted to punch the lady in the face and steal her dog and run away.
You should have.
I really wanted to do that. Like,
he
that was
the perfect weight when I got him. He was 18 pounds, means they can still go by your feet.
Yeah.
But he's now 25 pounds, so he can't.
Lose some weight, Hoffman.
He's got to.
He's skinny. He's a little teddy bear is what he is. But Lulu could go.
She can go.
I don't know. I just like...
I drugged her the first time I brought her on the plane. Do you know that?
Really? Where did you take her?
I took her to Calgary. I was at the Laugh Shop. This is 2011. Lulu, our anniversary is coming up. I don't know exactly. It's in March sometime. And she had mange. She was horrible looking.
Aww.
Like, half the fur was gone. I was told she was 4 years old. The vet's like, no, she's got puppy teeth. Her breath is like a
she sewage. Just stuck her tongue in my mouth.
I know you're laughing, but at the same time, was it romantic?
It was kind of... I got a little wet. I'm not gonna lie.
Hi. But they're so cute.
They are cute.
When you come home and you could have the shittiest day and they're just wagging their tail.
Yeah, that's what kids can't do. They don't give you they can't wag their tail.
They can't wag their tail, first off.
And kids just don't give you unconditional love forever.
No.
Eventually they get embarrassed of you. And they're like, whoa, fuck off. Did you just say fuck? Yeah, leave me alone.
Especially nowadays. Yeah,
I remember what I was like as a teenager, and I don't want to do that to myself. But look at...
Why do you want a puppy? Because they're adorable, but move on besides that. There's so many dogs.
I know.
Just think of it that way.
But I think what will happen is the right dog will find me.
That was... I went when Michelle worked at the dog place she worked at. Yeah. I forget. And I came. She's like, they're showing how much of dogs. I'm like, I don't want a little dog. And I walked in there.
Yeah.
I'll show you pictures afterwards. And she was the one that like came up. And yeah. I'm like, I really like her personality. And she was smaller too. And I was like, said to Alexi, I'm like, do I have like, is it because I have my period? Like, why do I want this thing that's so ugly? Because I was missing half the fur. And then I filled out the form and I asked my landlord that weekend. And then she's like, if your roommates, you know, I always said no pets, but you guys have lived there forever. It's fine. Like if they say yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
So then I get her on the Monday. And I was like, the lady's like, oh, no one else fills out a form for her. Like, no one. There was like 10 other dogs.
Aww.
She was so ugly. And then she's like, okay. So I got her on Monday. And then my landlord phoned me like at 9 at night. And I got her at like 6. She's like, you didn't get the dog. I'm like, I got the dog. She's like, I was at someone's house that had a chihuahua. And it peed and pooed everywhere. I'm like, no, I've like grew up with dogs. Like, that's not going to happen. She's like, oh, da-da-da. I'm like, no. She's like, you have to return. I'm like, no, like, you already said yes.
No, I'm an adult. I can make sure my dog gets it's house
fine.
Trained.
Like, it's fine. It's good. Like, it's just consistency. And, like, that with puppy, it would be way more work. Like,
yeah.
Way more. Him, he was harder because he's not smart. Just not smart. But.
Like, but he's sweet.
He's so sweet. But.
I'm going to foster cats, too.
Do that.
I am.
That'd be great.
They had a cat. Well, they contacted me and they said we might have a cat for you now.
See if you can foster a puppy and then you'd be able to, because the whole reason why I didn't get puppies, this is why. I grew up and we'd always have a puppy. We'd have a dog for 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
Leslie, my sister, got the dog they have, Australian Shepherd. The cutest dog. It was like it was adorable. Like walking, guys were like, hey, I'm like, yes, this is the best. Blue eyes. I'm talking about a dog right now. And guys would come up. I had it for 5 days. Every night it cried in its crate till 2 a.m. And even the first night, I'm like, oh, I have to. But I'm like, if I do that, it could pee and poo because puppies just everywhere. By the third night, I went and stayed at my parents because they had a place where the bikes were. It was like the house, but I knew I wouldn't hear it. Horrible. I know. I just was like, every single night, it would cry till 2 a.m. and then wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning.
It's a baby.
And I'm like, I'm not into this. I'm not getting a puppy. And the first night I had Lulu, I was in, I stayed at my parents because they were in Hawaii because the lady, my landlord, was a weirdo for 5 days. And I was sleeping and she went, in the crate. I was like, no. And that's it. Like, super great. Like, you just have to, I don't know, do what you want. I just know puppies get adopted so quickly.
Of course. And it's the older dogs that need, Like, this is why I've been thinking about getting a dog for like a year.
But oh, so no, now, I was like that, yes.
So now you'll I'm just like, one. I'll get one and I'll get the right one. The right one for me will find me.
Have you seen Nikki Glaser's one?
Yes, it's really cute. He looks kind of like Lulu.
Her, but like more like Doberman colors.
Or yeah, mini pincher kind of
really
thing.
It's really cute.
And that's another thing. I feel like as a female comedian, it's my duty to get a small dog that I can bring around.
Your duty.
Well, because Nikki Payne has one, Emilio Estevez, who's the best dog ever. And then Eliza Schlesinger has her dog, and Nikki has her dog, and Bridget has her dog. Like, it's a thing. You got to have a small dog to take on the road with you, because you know why I think a lot of lady comics have it? The road is super lonely for the girls, because guys, we don't get like laid as much, because girls throw themselves at male comics no matter what they look like, as long as they're funny. Even if they're not funny, I've seen it, and it's horrifying, and I gag in my mouth a little bit every time. But yeah, like I've often been like, I should go back to my room. I don't want to deal with a dude. It's just a different thing. Like, you don't want to have to deal with a guy. So,
and you never know. That's always my thing.
I'm worried about being murdered. Yeah.
Yeah. Always. I can't believe you said that. Always. Yeah. Just for movies, for sure.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, all those female comics are getting murdered from that guy banging them. I just am always, I get so scared.
Female comics would be the easiest people to murder, because we'd be like, you want to have sex with me? What? Okay.
Why are we, then it happens. We're like, Kathleen and Jane, why?
They died. We're giving some serial killer out there some ideas.
My problem is, it's like, if I'm not as drunk as the guy, this probably isn't a problem. It's probably a good thing. If I've only had like one drink and the guy's like, all like wants to hook up, and I'm like, oh, we're not on the same like playing field.
Yeah,
like
most of the time, if I've hooked up with someone
inside of me, and then I'm like, hey, like, do you know what I mean?
He wouldn't be inside of you. He wouldn't be able to get his dick hard if he was that drunk. Like, let's be honest,
I'm inside of him.
And that's the other thing is, like, I have a king size bed. Why do I want some strange dude in this king size bed with me? It's so comfortable. No, when I'm on the road, like if you're in the hotels.
I was really jealous for a second.
That's one of my, I want a dog and I want a king size bed.
Totally.
And Adam was like, why? Then you'd be so far away from me. I'm like, yeah, because we're sleeping. Because we're sleeping. He is a cuddler. I am not. He listens to all of these, so he'll hear this. And like, he's even said, he's like, I'm super needy, and I am not needy. I'm very unneedy.
I feel like you have, like, you cuddle for like a little bit, like when it's like, I'd say like 5 minutes, yeah, like nice. And if I'm about to fall asleep, like, let's tap
then
out.
Then you feel them breathing on you.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
I don't like
world.
When I can feel breath
warm
on me.
Breath.
Yeah.
It's not smelly. I don't like that. I don't want you to be there. I want my own space.
Yeah.
Like, which I will say is like my favorite train wreck, that one where she's like, can you just like go over there?
I feel like that all the time.
Like, and I just, the king size bed is the best. Like, I dated this guy and we went down to Costa Rica, and in LA, both ways, we had an overnight, because this is in the 90s, because this was in the 60s. and we had a super king, which was just a different ballpark.
Oh, like a California king?
It's like,
whatever?
We could like barely touch. I was going to, like, it was the best. I'm like, this is amazing. Lulu, you're going to break something. I know that. Come here. Come here. Come here. I think she thinks the microphone is food.
Is the microphone food? But yeah, no, I really want a king size bed. And like, I just like my own space when I sleep. Like, I have a queen size bed, but I have a king size duvet for the purposes of if someone stays, it sleeps
future?
With me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to share a queen blanket. I can share a king size blanket.
Ooh, you're smart.
Yeah, I'm smart. But I want.
You had it for the purposes of like one day and getting a king size bed. That's what I thought you had it.
No,
like, that was extra smart.
It was kind of smart, but yeah, no, like king size bed and dog and so many things. I want so many things, but
it's not so many.
Look at these two. They're so photogenic.
You're so brutal, Hoffman.
He's. I've been doing a joke recently because I said I like amateur porn because, like, you can have that Easter egg of a confused dog in the background sometimes. But it's true. Like, there's so many amateur porns out there. And whenever I find it, I'm like, points, points. Like, I found a whole compilation of pets ruining porn scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Like a cat, like, this girl's getting fucked behind, and then the cat just kind of like walks up and like rubs its face on the camera and walks. Like, it's so funny. It's so funny. I think that animals know when they're fucking up your mojo.
Oh, they totally do. He's great because he doesn't sleep in my bed. So he always, like, when I say, if I say I'm going shopping or go to bed,
yeah,
at night, he'll go, his bed's by my bed. She's not a dick, but she's more of an issue because she sleeps on my bed.
Yeah.
And I don't want her any part of my bed when things are happening.
Yeah.
When it's sex time.
Oh, I hate when someone has their pet in the room. It's so awkward and weird.
Well, because I don't want this.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
just a heavy stare.
And that's the thing, is the dog's always like looking at you and like turning its head. What?
Are you okay? What's
going? Why are you hurting my mother?
just bites the dude. No.
Bites his balls.
And then I can't put her outside the room because
we'll scratch and cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking. Maybe I don't want a dog. No, I do.
You do.
They're cute.
They're fine.
I love dogs. Where can people find you, Jane Stanton?
I don't know.
You don't know?
On Instagram. I had a Twitter account. I lost. I don't know what the password is. And it's an old email. It's a Shaw one. So I can't get into it. So I don't know.
Contact Twitter.
If anyone can help me, I would be so excited.
Have you contacted Twitter?
I sent the emails and they never respond.
I tried to get myself verified and then I got the letter back being like, no, you can't get verified.
Why can't you get verified?
I'm not famous enough, I guess.
Okay, why don't you just do like everyone else and buy some Twitter followers?
No, I will not do that.
My favorite is when I can tell that on Instagram of people we're friends with.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, last week you had 20,000 and this week you have 30. And then the following week you had 50. I'm like, I don't believe you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're like...
No, I don't... Like, my thing isn't to get followers. I just, like, I want people to follow me because they want to follow me, not because I'm being forced to follow me.
I'm on Instagram. I really enjoy Instagram.
I love Instagram, too.
You're good. I like it. I'm... What am I? Lady Jane the Third.
That is what you are.
Yeah. I have a lot of pictures of my dogs. There was one post I did that I got a lot of crap for.
What?
The one where it looks like blood by the toilet.
And oh, yeah. Did people get mad?
I had friends being like, I was going to delete you and like never talk to you again. I'm like, that is the most ridiculous.
What was it?
It was jam.
Why did you have jam next to your toilet?
Because I'm a retard. That's where I used to live. And I just was like, And so then I went to use that tap to like open it. Because it was an old school mason. Like I'd bought it at a place they made. It wasn't like store bought. They made it.
It was like a grandma.
And I did. And I was hitting and I had it. I should have gotten a knife. I'm an idiot. I do stupid things. And it went, pachir! And then I took a picture and I put it as one of the three things. Like, said something about like blood going flying out of me, blah, 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 one with jam. And like, I had two different friends were like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, and what if I had the other one? Who cares? You're a weirdo.
People still find periods disgusting. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious and so weird. It's my least favorite thing in the world. It is. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it with a passion.
I always say, do you think I want to tell period jokes? Do you think I want to get my period every single month?
No. Ever.
Ever.
I hate it. I had a cyst.
But I'm going to talk about it because it's horrifying. You bleed.
I had a cyst in my ovaries.
Yeah.
2009 when I was going down to do Seattle Comedy Competition. And I almost didn't go because I thought I had appendicitis because it was turning and I had to pull over. I went to the hospital, again. Then they found out because they did an ultrasound, which is really awesome, where her wand goes up your hoo-hoo.
Ew.
And they were like, oh, like you have a cyst the size of your ovaries. That's why. And so then this doctor specialist I went to was like in the 1950s was like, you'll get a hysterectomy. I'm like, I'm not 40. This is no, like, I don't want to go into menopause. I'm like, age, fuck that. Like, and I didn't have kids, fuck that.
Yeah.
And so I had to go back on the pill because the estrogen helps not getting like that sort of stuff and fibroids. It burst. I did the hero show. I had to change my tampon every 3 minutes just because I had to go to the hospital.
Ew. You're welcome. Now I'm grossed out.
then I did a spot at Darby's. The next day I fainted. And I went to the hospital. I had to get because I didn't know. Like,
yeah.
And then reading stuff. That's the problem with going on the internet. Because sometimes you don't go to the hospital when you should. Because some people are like, oh, I was just told it's heavy.
Yeah.
But I was bleeding because it burst. And then I've had another cyst too. Like, it's that the worst. But I will say Diva Cup, the best thing in the world.
Yeah. I think I might get on the Diva Cup train.
It's the best. You're also like, oh, this, like I had it. The whole drive to Edmonton. Oh, that's amazing.
You're amazing.
I didn't have to change it for a whole drive.
No, that's pretty awesome.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
The whole changing tampons, you have to get in the proper cycle.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That just bothers me that. But I will say, I'm just going to go disgusting, so you're welcome.
All right.
Bringing it out, you got to, twist it, turn, blah, 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 blah. Literally, I did it, and you have to have, toilet paper ready when you're taking out the Diva cup, and I didn't, and some spilt, and it was like Dexter the movie.
And then you took a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
No, I did take a picture of it. Because I'm an idiot.
That's, yeah. Yeah, the Diva cup does sound like, I can't get behind the, we did a show and they gave us reusable pads, and I'm like, I get that it's
no
for the environment.
No.
I don't even like pads. I don't like
I wear
sitting.
Pads, really thin ones, because I just don't want to leak. That's all. Yeah. Like when I'm a period. I just don't. But like the Diva cup is great because it lasts a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're not putting like shit in you. It's weird that we use cotton
yeah.
and other stuff. Like it's super weird when you think about it.
It is weird.
And you fold it up. Use the one that you haven't had kids because it's supposed to be under 30, but use that one because my other friend got it. Your insides would be bigger if you've had a kid.
Uh-huh.
And she got it. She's like, it's hurting me. I'm like, what one did you get? The one that I've had a kid. I'm like, but you haven't had a kid. Why the fuck would... Well, because I'm older. I'm like, no, you're missing like...
The point.
If you've had a kid through, like, yeah. it's going to be wider. Meaning you're looser. You're loose.
You're a loose bitch and a mom. Congratulations.
You've had kids.
I also want to get an IUD. I still haven't gotten one. I want to get one. So I just miss the feeling of a guy jizzing inside of you.
Is it different, really? It just...
It feels
I feel,
great.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like...
Flat out, better for everyone.
I feel like that part, yes, because, like, the feeling is better. It would suck to fuck with a condom. Like, I don't even know how guys do it. Like,
yeah.
That would just be like, oh, that would suck. But I just feel like that just... It oozes out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of life.
Do you like that? It just oozes out of you.
Well, then I'll just put a Diva cup in and collect the cup.
You could totally do that.
Does Diva cup have a cum cup?
I'm going to email them and ask them.
Guys, idea here. How do I collect sperm?
Anyway. From a diaphragm.
Yeah. Do people use diaphragms anymore?
I don't know, but they should. That just went off. And then the sponge... My sister used the sponge when I was too young to know about it. And I remember she was like, you have to put it in. Then spermicide gel. I'm like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, that sounds like too
that
much.
That just sounds like you're mid about to fuck. Like, hold on. Just got to put this in
I just got
to
jelly my pussy.
It's more stuff to block, to kill the sperm. And like, holy shit.
Yeah.
A condom enough kills the mood. Especially when you're younger. It was like a race to like put it on your dick before they came on you. Like ripping the package open.
I hate condoms. I don't know anybody that loves them.
Do you know that you're supposed to?
Love them?
No. I know you. You're supposed to suck a guy's dick with a condom on.
I know, and that's stupid.
I didn't even know that.
Because you can get... On Degrassi, one of the girls got gonorrhea in her throat.
From Degrassi.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have. Because my friend that's a nurse is like, Jane, you're supposed to. I'm like, the taste of it? Ew.
Yeah, that's what flavored condoms are for.
Totally.
Yeah.
I guess.
You thought that the flavor was so your pussy tasted better after?
Probably. Who knows?
Oh,
me.
My God. I love you. That's amazing.
Why would you suck a dick with a condom on?
No, I wouldn't do that.
That'd be the worst.
That sounds like something that a hooker has to do, obviously, but I don't know. I'm not into sucking rubber.
Would you ever, do you ever think in your head, because this has come in my head, that's why I'm asking it, if like you got paid, so sort of maybe I guess a hooker, but for how many dicks you've sucked, like.
Oh, I'd be a millionaire.
Wouldn't that be the best?
I would at least own a car.
That
I would at least saddest thing I've ever heard. You went from a millionaire
to a car owner, and then you're like,
"Well, I don't want to sound like
not
a
good
a
car owner."
1994 Honda
Civic.
Yeah, it would be like a $7,000 car, but yeah, I probably could have made at least $7,000 by now.
How much are you getting per blowjob?
I would definitely. You would never see me charging less than $100.
Yeah, I was gonna say like going rates $100. So I'd like to say $150 to $200.
Yeah.
Let's put our prices up higher.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Maybe, but I sometimes still feel like I should just start. I've always wanted to work at a rub and tug.
What do they, like, do? We have those here.
Yeah,
but I always feel like.
They just, like, massage and then they jerk them off.
I hate doing hand jobs.
I love it.
You do?
Oh, I love hand jobs.
I hate it. I'm always like, I'm not like.
Do you ever just lube your hand up and go to town?
It just, my bicep hurts. Like,
I love
my bicep.
I love hand jobs.
And then I'm doing it and I'm like, ugh. Like, I just.
Hand jobs turn me on.
You doing the hand job?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's hot.
Yeah. Whoa. So who's here?
No one. That's just the ice in the fridge.
No.
That was just the ice.
No.
That was just the ice.
Come here. Lolo.
Look at this is why you have dogs and kids ruin everything. We were talking about sexy hand jobs and then the ice distracted us.
I'm not ever gonna do it as good as them. But that would be the same as a guy.
How do you know?
I don't.
You just have to use the proper tools. You need lube. You need a cute bra or something.
A bra?
You gotta look cute.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where does a bra go around the balls? You're like, tie them around your balls. Like they're like a bowl.
Honestly, sometimes I don't feel like being humped, so I just want to give a hand.
See, I enjoy that.
Tit fucking to me is dumbest thing ever. I don't understand. Most guys' dicks aren't big enough to do it, first of all. You have giant boobs, though, so.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Like, you have giant boobs. Like, yeah. Even, like, a one-incher could get off inside those titties. But, like, I just, like, I'll squish them together, and then he basically puts his asshole on your chest and, like, fucks. No.
If you're bleeding and stuff, like.
I'd much rather give him a hand job or a blow job. Any day over tit fucking. Tit fucking is the stupidest thing to. And it's just like, it's just constantly coming at your face. And then you're just like, all right, he's going to come in my face. I know.
Totally.
He's
going to.
He's going to. Even if he asks and you're like, would it? No, come on my tummy. Like, I don't know.
I don't want it in my belly button. Do you know how hard it is to clean that in a normal day? fuck that. You're not doing it in my belly button.
Yeah, don't come in our belly buttons and don't come in our hair. That is the number one thing I want people to take away from this. Coming
or
in hair
face.
Is the rudest. Face I'm fine with as long as I can wipe it off.
Eyelashes. Don't fuck
up
eyelashes.
Yeah, well, that's different. Yeah, those eyelashes. You have extensions. When I had extension eyelashes, I would be like, you can come in my face, but not above the nose.
No! You're a tool.
Oh,
you're an idiot.
It's so
I don't
much
know.
Fun.
I would tit fuck before a hand job for sure.
This is why we're different.
That's everyone's totally
everyone
different.
Is totally different. But I for like, and that's the thing is like, some guys just think tit fucking is the jam. Most guys hate hand jobs until you give them a really good hand job, and they're like, oh, okay, that's not bad. But like, yeah, you can give a bad hand job.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said. Most guys do not. That's all they do to themselves is
hand
jobs.
No, but from
jobs.
A girl, like, you'll ask, like, oh, I don't want a hand job from a girl. I want to fuck her or I want her to blow me. But then you give them a really good hand job. I just, like, come into enjoying hand jobs recently.
Why?
I got into watching hand jobs porn.
Oh, no, you didn't! No!
Yeah, my favorite are Jerky Girls compilations. The Jerky Girls. And I'm just like, this is really hot. She's in total control. Like, I loved it. I thought it was sexy. So then I was like, I'm going to give more hand jobs. So maybe I'm going to start once it's just me and Adam here at this house. Maybe I'll buy a massage table and we can play rub and tug. And I can jerk him off and give him $100.
I thought you were going to say you're going to try to get him to, like, hand job him.
No, I want to make some money here.
In every single place.
No.
Here. Like, that chair, this couch over there.
On
the counter.
Tonight, we're going to play rub and tug. I'm going to jerk you off, and you're going to give me $100. I love it.
If $100 for a hand job would be great.
Yeah. And thinking that you could do a couple of them a day, that's a good day. Even if you did 5 hand jobs in one day.
That would be
3
fantastic.
Before lunch and 2 in the afternoon.
I'd like it the other way around. Yeah. I already told you how I work.
Yeah.
Work day. Less in the afternoon.
Less in the afternoon. But yeah.
3 and 2.
Yeah.
500? That'd be great.
A day? Tax-free, usually?
Let's open our own business. I'll do tit fuck. You can do that.
Okay.
All I'd have to do is this.
Yeah.
That would be pretty
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to do anything. You just have to sit there and be like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you're so big.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love this. Oh, look.
And then
yeah.
I could just have a fake, like the opposite of when you're eating lobster, like a thing over my face.
Like one of those sun tanning things.
So they don't spray.
A sneeze guard over your face.
Yeah.
A jizz guard. I love it.
There
I love
you go.
It. Let's open this business. Oh, thank you so much for being here today and bringing your puppies and.
Thanks
talking.
For having me.
This was a very fun time.
It's great.
I'm so hungover. I'm like no energy. I'm still sweating.
You look better than lunch.
I looked bad at lunch?
You were sweating.
Yeah. Whenever I drink a lot, I sweat a lot too.
Really? That's great. It gets out of your system.
I think it might be my heart telling me to stop.
No, don't say these things.
Hopefully I don't die this week.
Kathleen dies in the next week. Well, the signs were there, you guys.
Then Jane will be like, well, I was her last podcast guest. Yay.
I got a lot of numbers.
You're fucking hilarious.
I'm opening business. It's Rub and Tug and Tit Fuck. Well, I got to.